The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
What is your reaction after hearing this news?
That my hope is, or my thought, because I don't have an interest in it. I mean, I'm interested in it, but I don't have a, a role or a personal interest in it other than intellectually. And as someone that follows football and yaks about football on television, that I hope that Jeff asked a question of himself before making his decision, and that he came up with an answer which was at a minimum as good as the status quo, and one would hope for Eagles fans' sakes, better than the status quo. And that question is, and do what? I mean, look, it wasn't that many years ago, I think 2017, that Doug led the team to a Super Bowl and then was in the playoffs in 18 and 19. And yeah, rough year this year, not only on the field, but with issues off the field and involving Carson Wentz and his happiness or unhappiness and what went on in the last game and whether that was Doug's decision or handed to him by someone else. So there were off-field issues as well. But before you let a coach go, particularly one who's had some success, you got to ask and do what? Presumably Jeff did that.
So if you were the Eagles now, you need a head coach. Where do you think they can look? Because I'm hearing Lincoln Riley, which might be interesting, but then you run into this whole problem with Carson Wentz because Lincoln Riley had Jalen Hurts, but you're supposedly keeping Carson Wentz. So I feel like maybe that isn't the best way to go. I'm not sure where I would look if I were the Eagles.
Well, I think if you're thinking about Lincoln at all, you have to have a very open, candid dialogue about the issue you just raised. Is this going to be an issue? What is your position on this? How are you going to communicate to and with Carson? You know, if you come here, Carson's on our roster. So at a minimum, that has to be on the table, so to speak, and you have to be comfortable with the answer. I think they should look at any number of options. Eric Bieniemy comes to mind immediately because I consider Andy Reid one of the best coaches in the league. And clearly Andy has a terrific relationship with the Eagles and a history there. And Andy has come out and said, Eric Bieniemy is the guy that you want. You want him on the field coaching. You want him off the field coaching the organization. In other words, he's more than just an on-field X's and O's coach. He's a good leader. And if Andy Reid is saying that about Eric, as Andy has been saying passionately for some time, that should resonate with the Eagles.
But we have to talk about this Eagles thing, BLG. I am stunned. What was your reaction and what do you think the general reaction was from Eagles fans?
Yeah, so I think it wasn't surprising in the sense of on Sunday, you know, we had heard that Doug Peterson basically wasn't a lock to return, even though we had previously heard from ESPN that it was looking like he was likely to be back as the Eagles head coach. I actually caught wind of something about this stats on like Friday night that like this could go down. And so I was like an alert this weekend for this to happen. So I was kind of, it didn't come out of left field for me, but certainly it's just obviously such a big decision to make to move on from the guy, again, who's the only Super Bowl winning head coach in franchise history, and to fire him and to really, with actions, not so much in words, Jeffrey Lurie came out and said this wasn't about what was deserved. It was about, you know, what's doing what's best for the team moving forward. But in terms of action. The Eagles are making Doug Peterson accountable basically for this team's downfall and saying like he is the main problem. And I just think that is so ridiculous based on everything I've been saying about this team throughout the season that, look, Doug Peterson deserves blame. Also, if you looked at his plan that was leaked out there, which, by the way, pretty pathetic to me that the team leaked that out there to kind of throw him under the bus and really kind of grease the skids in terms of fan reaction to get to be on board with Doug being fired. Now, with that said, you know, I think it was a bad plan from Doug. His plan to fix the Eagles was basically like more internal promotions. And it's like, that's not really inspiring, Doug. Now, at the same time, the Eagles forced coaching hires on him last year. So how can I really totally blame him about wanting to do what he wants to do and not do what the organization is going to force on him? But long-winded spiel here short is that Doug deserves blame. And I honestly think it is possible what is best for the organization and what is best for him is that he's no longer with the team. But again, my issue is making him the main problem with everything. That is misguided. Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie here, who I guess I probably haven't been on enough, and maybe collectively Eagles fans haven't been on enough, because he is also very culpable in this team's mess, because he is, by all indications, meddling way too much. Those guys are still very big problems here. And I just think it's very naive to think that Doug is gone and everything is fixed.
Right. That was my biggest issue. If you're keeping Howie, and now it seems like you're keeping Wentz, because now we're hearing that maybe the relationship with the team is fixable because Doug is gone. You are putting the blame for everything squarely on Doug Peterson's shoulders. That doesn't make any sense to me, given what you've said on this show multiple times about the state of the roster and the cost of these guys and how basically they can't really make a ton of changes next year just based on the structure of everything. So to put it all on the one coach that won a Super Bowl without the quarterback that's causing all these problems seems crazy to me.
There's just a lack of respect, really. You know, again, this is a guy, he won a Super Bowl and then he can't even pick his own staff. And he gets all the blame for this team's decisions that are made above him, like decisions that he doesn't even have power in. So it's just frustrating to see, really. It's a total lack of respect. And I think, look, I think Doug can go somewhere else and be successful. And by all accounts, we're hearing that he actually is, quote, at peace with being fired, not being the coach anymore. And that makes sense, right? Like, if he's going to be the guy who's always like the fall guy, basically, and he's going to take all the heat disproportionately so, then, you know, it probably is best that he's not here anymore, both for him and the organization. It's just a shame it had to come to this, and it's a shame there's no accountability elsewhere. I think that's the main thing people might be missing in terms of, like, I'm not saying Doug Peterson shouldn't have been fired. I actually wanted Doug Peterson to be fired, but I also wanted Howie Roseman to be fired. I wanted to be cleaning house, start fresh. This was such an obvious point for them to do that, Stats. It's like, right now, it's an inflection point. It's like they need to pivot from thinking they can contend to building this thing back up for the long term. And what's the best way to do that? Maybe clean house and get a fresh slate here instead of just trying to do more half measures, which the Eagles always love to do. And that's what they are going to be doing once again.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.